The House of Lords EU Committee has today, April the 5th, launched a report on the EU financial framework from 2014. This will shape what the EU achieves in the second half of this decade. The report includes three principal recommendations. Common Agricultural Policy, the CAP, must be reformed. The Common Agricultural Policy must be reformed, the report says, to release resources for other priorities, including research. One third of the EU's budget still goes on agricultural subsidies. Overall, funding must be reduced, and the CAP cap must shift resources behind rural development pillar 2 from production, which is pillar 1. The committee calls for an end to trade distorting subsidies and a focus on today's challenges, such as global food security, biodiversity, and climate change. The CAP must do more to support research and development in agriculture. Reforming the CAP will resolve the issue of the UK's rebate. The EU's budget must not grow in real terms. The committee found proposals for new EU revenue streams or taxes, own resources, to be an unfortunate distraction on which it will be impossible to reach agreement. It also recommends that the financial framework be for 5 years, not 7, as at present, so that it has more flexibility to respond to changing events, such as recent events in North Africa, and economic circumstances, like the financial crisis. The report also says that the EU must spend its money more carefully. EU mismanagement of large-scale projects is as unacceptable as it has become renowned, notably the ITER project to build an experimental nuclear fusion reactor and the Galileo project to build a global navigation satellite system. Member states must not allow themselves to be held to ransom to safeguard earlier investments in these projects without insisting that they be better managed, the report says. The committee also says that the EU's regional development funds should go to where they are most needed, the EU's poorest countries, and the EU should not spend at all where EU spending adds no value compared with spending at national or regional level. Debate on the EU's future financial framework is expected to continue until early 2012, when its size and shape will be set by the European Council and European Parliament. The European Commission plans to put forward revised proposals by the end of June 2011.